الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، we continue with سورة البقرة verse 212. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. زين للذين كفروا الحياة الدنيا ويسخرون من الذين آمنوا والذين اتقوا فوقهم يوم القيامة والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. English please.
It buys life is burden for those who disbelieve, and they mock at those who believe. But those who obey Allah's orders and keep away from He has forbidden will be above them on the day of resurrection. And Allah gives His bounty, blessings, favors, and honors on the day of resurrection to whom He wills without need.
Barakallahu feek. يقول الشيخ رحمة الله عليه: يخبر تعالى أن الذين كفروا بالله وبآياته ورسله ولم ينقادوا لشرعه أنهم زينت لهم الحياة الدنيا. The Shaykh said that Allah Azza wa Jal informed us that those who disbelieve in Allah and His signs, verses, proofs, evidences, ayat, we said could mean a verse from the Quran, or it could mean a sign, a proof, a miracle, an evidence, depending on the context. When it is mentioned in this fashion, then it includes all inshaAllah ta'ala. And in His messengers, those who disbelieve in Allah's messengers as well, and they do not submit to His legislation, that the life of this world has been beautified for them, right? فَزُيِّنَتْ فِي أَعْيُنِهِمْ وَقُلُوبِهِمْ. So it was beautified where? In their eyes and in their hearts. فَرَضُوا بِهَا. What does that mean? رَضُوا, from which word? رِضَى. رِضَى, which is what? Being pleased, being satisfied. So in fact they became satisfied with the dunya. وَطْمَأَنُّ بِهَا. And they found tranquility in it, relaxation, or relaxed. فَصَارَتْ أَهْوَاؤُهُمْ وَإِرَادَاتُهُمْ وَأَعْمَالُهُمْ كُلُّهَا لَهَا. So then their desires, their wills, and their deeds became strictly dedicated to the dunya, life of this world. فَأَقْبَلُوا عَلَيْهَا. So then they moved onwards towards the dunya, right, with their hearts and their minds and everything. وَأَكَبُّوا عَلَى تَحْصِيلِهَا. And they strove in acquiring it, trying to acquire as much of the dunya as they can. وَعَظَّمُوهَا. And they magnified it. وَعَظَّمُوا مَنْ شَارَكَهُمْ فِي صَنِعِهِمْ. Furthermore, they magnified those who aided them in this affair of theirs. Whoever was similar on the same manhaj, on the same methodology, they made them great as well. So you find losers who love the dunya always look up to other losers who came before them who loved the dunya as well. And they made them their idols in a sense, and they follow their footsteps in loss. Thinking that, you know, these people were great people in the sight of the human beings. على كل حال واحتقروا المؤمنين. That's not the only problem. The problem is that they belittled the believers. They looked down upon the believers. واستهزأوا بهم. They mocked them. وقالوا أهؤلاء من الله عليهم من بيننا. And they went on to say, are these the ones who Allah has favored over us, amongst us? These are the ones who Allah chose? You know, like the people of Nuh told them, you know, we will not really hang out with you or listen to you unless you get these people out, these poor people, get them out of the business. Get them out of this whole thing. We don't sit down with them. And the same thing Quraysh did with the Prophet. They didn't like Bilal, and they didn't like some of the Sahaba who were among the poor of the Sahaba, especially the slaves who were freed. They wanted the Prophet not to be in their company in order for them supposedly to listen to the da'wah. This is nonsense. It doesn't matter who, if you wanted the truth, who cares who's there, you know? But these are among the excuses that they made. على كل حال وهذا من ضعف عقولهم ونظرهم القاصر. The Shaykh made fun of them. He said this is due to their deficiency in their brains and their short sight. فإن الدنيا دار ابتلاء وامتحان. The life of this world is a home for tribulations and testing, examinations. وَسَيَحْسِلُ الشَّقَاءُ فِيهَا لِأَهْلِ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْكُفْرَانِ. And actually, wretchedness will take place and will afflict both the people of Iman, the people of belief, and the people of disbelief. بَلِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّا لَهُ مَكْرُوفَ فَأَنَّهُ يَصْبِرُ وَيَحْتَسِبُ. However, the believer in his dunya, even if he is afflicted with some sort of calamity, then he is patient and he seeks Allah's reward. فَيُخَفِّفُ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ بِإِيمَانِهِ وَصَبْرِهِ مَا لَا يَكُونُ لِغَيْرِهِ. So Allah will ease for him that calamity due to his iman and his patience, that which others may not attain. وَإِنَّمَا الشَّأْنُ كُلُّ الشَّأْنِ وَالتَّفْضِيلِ الْحَقِيقِي فِي الدَّارِ الْبَاقِيَةِ. But the real matter, the real affair, the ultimate affair, and the ultimate favoring, the true favoring from Allah is the one that comes in the everlasting abode, which is the life to come. فَلِهَذَا قَالَ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَمَةِ. And those who are taqwa will be above them on the day of judgment. فيكون المتقون في أعلى الدرجات متمتعين بأنواع النعيم والسرور والبهجة والحبور. So the muttaqeen will be in the highest of degrees, enjoying and being entertained with all kinds of bounties and delight, happiness and satisfaction. والكفار تحتهم في أسفل الدرجات. And the disbelievers will be below them in the lowest of the يعني of Jahannam. معذبين بأنواع العذاب والإهانة والشقاء السرمدي. And they will be punished with various kinds of punishments and disgrace and wretchedness, which is everlasting. الذي لا منتهى له. It shall never come to end. فبهذه الآية تسلية للمؤمنين ونعي على الكافرين. And in this ayah then, Allah Azza wa Jal is facilitating things for the believer, giving them hope for what is coming. And it is the terrible news, na'i, like when someone dies, you know, like that which is usually put in a newspaper or, you know, whatever they publicize, the death of a particular person. This is na'i. ولما كانت الأرزاق الدنيوية والأخروية لا تحصل إلا بتقدير الله ولن تنال إلا بمشيئة الله قال تعالى والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. And when the provision, whether be it that of the dunya or that of the life to come, does not take place except by Allah's preordainment and cannot be acquired except with the will of Allah, Allah said, and Allah provides whomever He wills without measure. فالرزق الدنيوي يحصل للمؤمن والكافر. Worldly provision will be given to the believer and the disbeliever. وأما رزق القلوب من العلم والإيمان ومحبة الله وخشيته ورجائه ونحو ذلك فلا يعطيها إلا من يحبه. As for the provision of the heart from knowledge and belief and loving Allah and fearing Him and hoping in that which He has and things of this nature, this Allah does not give except to those whom He loves. Right? This is particular to the ones whom Allah loves, so He gives them the Iman, He gives them Islam, gives them understanding of the deen, implementation of the deen. As for the ones whom Allah doesn't love, it doesn't mean they get nothing, they get dunya. They may get cars and homes and mansions and everything, but that does not mean that Allah Azza wa Jal loves them. It's just that they want the dunya and Allah gave them the dunya because the dunya is insignificant in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for more information about that, you can refer to a DVD that is found downstairs at the reception with Tahir. DVD has two lectures on them. On it. One of them is called The Wing of a Mosquito. Right? The Wing of a Mosquito, and it deals with the dunya and our approach concerning the dunya. Now, على كل حال, this was a free advertisement in the middle of the dars, inshallah ta'ala, just for the benefit of propagation of the DVDs. Then verse 213. كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين وأنزل معهم الكتاب بالحق ليحكم بين الناس فيما اختلفوا فيه. وما اختلف فيه إلا الذين أوتوه من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات بغيا بينهم فهدى الله الذين آمنوا لما اختلفوا فيه من الحق بإذنه والله يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. 2:13 يا شباب please.
One time was one community, and Allah sent prophets with dark guidance and warnings, and with them He sent down His scripture and truth, because people in His mother's brain, they differed. And only those to whom His scripture was given differed concerning it after clear proofs and had come to them through hatred one to another. Then Allah, by His grief, guided those who believed to the truth.
بارك الله فيك عبد العزيز. يقول الشيخ رحمه الله أي كانوا مجتمعين على الهدى وذلك 10 قرون بعد نوح عليه السلام. جميل. This is extra information for you. Meaning mankind were joined on a particular guidance. They were all agreed. They had all agreed upon a particular guidance. And this was 10 centuries before Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام. 10 centuries before Nuh, يعني from the progeny of Adam. 10 centuries and went by بعد Nuh. Oh, وذلك 10 قرون بعد. جزاك الله خيرا. And that is 10 centuries after Nuh. Okay, let me retract all the previous statement and reinstate my statement. وذلك 10 قرون بعد نوح عليه السلام. جزاك الله خيرا. This was 10 centuries after نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام. فلما see when you pay attention what happens. الحمد لله. When you brothers are sleeping in the درس and I make a mess like this, then everybody leaves here with wrong information. So جزاك الله خيرا for your attentiveness. طيب. فلما اختلفوا في الدين فكفر فريق منهم وبقي الفريق الآخر على الهدى وحصل النزاع بعث الله الرسل. نعم. So when they differed concerning the religion, and some of them, a group of them disbelieved, and another one remained upon guidance, and there was disagreement amongst them, Allah Azza wa Jal sent forth the messengers. لِيَفْصُلُوا بَيْنَ الْخَلَائِقِ. So they may judge between the creation. وَيُقِيمُوا الْحُجَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ. And so they may establish the proof against them. وَقِيلْ بَلْ كَانُوا أَيْ كَانَ النَّاسُ مُسْتَمِعِينَ عَلَى الْكُفْرِ وَالضَّلَالِ وَالشَّقَاءِ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ نُورٌ وَلَا إِيمَانٌ. فَرَحِمَهُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِإِرْسَالِ الرُّسُلِ إِلَيْهِمْ. He said, and others have said, that people were actually had agreed upon disbelief and misguidance and wretchedness. They had no light, nor did they have any iman. So Allah showed mercy to them by sending forth the messengers to them. مُبَشِّرِينَ, giving glad tidings. مَنْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ بِثَمَرَاتِ الطَّاعَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ وَالْقُوَّةِ فِي الْبَدَنِ وَالْقَلْبِ وَالْحَيَاةِ الطَّيِّبَةِ. And so the messengers gave him glad tidings for those who obey Allah in the fruits of obedience, such as sustenance, strength in one's body, heart, and a good life. وأعلى ذلك الفوز برضوان الله والجنة. And higher than that is attaining Allah's pleasure and getting into paradise. ومنذرين and warners. من عصى الله بثمرات المعصية. And give warning those who disobey Allah with the fruits of disobedience. من حرمان الرزق, such as being deprived of sustenance. والضعف and being weak. والإهانة, being humiliated. والحياة الضيقة and the tight, the difficult life. Like Allah says, ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا. And whoever refrains from my remembrance, he shall lead a miserable life, the life of misery. وأشد ذلك سخط الله والنار. And worse than all of that is Allah's displeasure and Allah's hellfire. وأنزل الكتب عليهم بالحق وهو الإخبارات الصادقة والأوامر العادلة. Furthermore, Allah sent down upon them the books in truth, which contain the truthful, the sound news, and the just commandments. The sound rules and the just commandments. فكل ما اشتملت عليه الكتب فهو حق يفصل بين المختلفين في الأصول والفروع. Everything which the books contain is truth, with which we make judgment between those who differ, be it in the matters of fundamentals or the branches of these fundamentals. وهذا هو الواجب عند الاختلاف والتنازع. And this is what is obligatory at the time of differing and differences. أن يرد الاختلاف إلى الله وإلى رسوله. That we refer the matter in which we are differing about to Allah and His Messenger. ولولا أن في كتابه وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فصل النزاع لما أمر بالرد إليهما. Had the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger, had they not contained the rules or the guidance in concerning that which the people differ in, then Allah would have not commanded us to refer back to them. So once we were commanded to refer to them, meaning the guidance is within. طيب. ولما ذكر نعمته العظيمة بإنزال الكتب على أهل الكتاب ولما ذكر نعمته العظيمة بإنزال الكتب على أهل الكتاب وكان هذا يقتضي اتفاقهم عليها واجتماعهم فأخبر تعالى أنهم بغى بعضهم على بعض. Now when Allah mentioned His great favor wherein He sent down His books upon the people of the book, and that required of them to agree upon that and to be a single community, Allah informed us that they started developing enmity and hatred against each other. وحصل النزاع والخصام وكثرة الاختلاف. And so there was disagreement and argumentation and plenty of differences. فاختلفوا في الكتاب الذي ينبغي أن يكون أول الناس بالاجتماع عليه. So they differed concerning the very book which they were supposed to be the first to agree upon, because they are the people of knowledge, they are the people of the book. وذلك من بعد ما علموه وتيقنوه بالآيات البينات والأدلة القاطعات. And that happened after they had knowledge of it. In fact, they reached certainty concerning the ayat which were clear for them and the evidences. وَضَلُّوا بِذَلِكَ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. And so they went astray due to that, far astray. وَهَدَى اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And Allah guided those who believed من هذه الأمة, from among this أمة, لما اختلفوا فيه من الحق, بكل ما اختلف فيه أهل الكتاب. And this is a fact. Allah guided this أمة concerning everything that the people of the book differed about. They differed about Jesus. The Jews said, he's an imposter, he's a liar. The Christians said, he is God. Allah guided the Muslims concerning that which they differed about. He is the messenger of God. He is neither a liar, nor is he the son of God or God himself. And the list goes on. Everything which they differed about, whether within the religion itself or amongst each other, between the Jews and the Christians, Muslims were guided to the truth concerning that. So nothing is hidden to us, alhamdulillah. Everything is available. وأخطأوا فيه الحق والصواب. So we were guided to that which they differed about, and that which they made errors in terms of what is right and what is wrong. هدى الله للحق في هذه الأمة فيه هذه الأمة بإذنه تعالى وتيسيره لهم ورحمته. So Allah guided this ummah to the truth by His will, which is means of facilitation from Him and mercy from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And Allah guides whomever He wills to a straight path. فَعَمَّ الْخَلْقَ تَعَالَى بِالدَّعْوَةِ إِلَى الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ عَدْلًا مِنْهُ تَعَالَى وَإِقَامَةِ حُجَّةً عَلَى الْخَلْقِ. So Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal encompassed the whole creation in this da'wah to the straight path as means of justice from Him and in order to establish the proof against the creation. لِأَلَّا يَقُولُ مَا جَاءَنَا مِنْ بَشِيرٍ وَلَا نَذِيرٍ. So no one will say, no giver of glad tidings nor a warner has come to us. وَهَدَى بِفَضْلِهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ وَإِعَانَتِهِ وَلُطْفِهِ مَنْ شَاءَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. Furthermore, Allah guided through His bounty and His mercy and His assistance and His kindness whomever he wills among His slaves. فَهَذَا فَضْلُهُ وَإِحْسَانُهُ وَذَلِكَ عَدْلُهُ وَحِكْمَتُهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. So the latter is Allah's bounty and goodness, and the first is Allah's justice and wisdom. So whoever has been misguided, he is misguided out of Allah's justice and wisdom. Justice, that this person does not deserve guidance because he is not seeking guidance. And wisdom, that the one who does not ask for guidance should not be guided. As for the one who has been guided, then it is a bonus that Allah is merciful and facilitated for them the means of attaining guidance. طيب verse 214 أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب. بارك الله فيك. يخبر تبارك وتعالى أنه لا بد أن يمتحن عباده بالسراء والضراء والمشقة كما فعل بمن قبلهم، فهي سنته الجارية التي لا تتغير ولا تتبدل. Allah تبارك وتعالى informed us that it is inevitable that He will test His servants with the, at the times of adversity and prosperity and adversity and with difficulties. كما فعل بمن قبلهم. The same way He did with those who preceded them. فهي سنته الجارية التي لا تتغير ولا تتبدل. سنة means what here? It's the way of Allah. Well, sunnah anyways in the language means way. When we say the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, meaning his way in doing things. So you have the sunnah of Allah and you have the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because I remember at times I used to use this expression and brothers will look at me puzzled. Like sunnatullah? What do you mean sunnatullah? But in fact it's sunnatullah and it comes in the Quran. You know, sunnatullah. So the way of Allah, meaning in the way He deals with His creation tabarak wa ta'ala. And that sunnah of Allah, that way which is continuous, does not change nor is it replaced. أن من قام بدينه وشرعه لا بد أن يبتليه. Whosoever shall try to maintain Allah's religion and His legislation, it is inevitable that Allah shall test him. فإن صبر على أمر الله ولم يبالي بالمكاره الواقفة في سبيله فهو الصادق الذي قد نال من السعادة كمالها ومن السيادة آلتها. So if he is patient concerning the command of Allah and he does not care about the hardship which is an obstacle in his way, he is the truthful one. He is the real truthful one who will attain from happiness its most perfect state. And from the mastery, being a master over others, siyada, being in the state of being in charge, being praised, then he will also receive the most adequate of that as well. وَمَنْ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةِ النَّاسِ وَمَنْ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ بأن سدته المكاره عما هو بصدده وثنته المحن عن مقصده فهو الكاذب في دعوة الإيمان. As for the one who makes the fitna of the people equal to the punishment of Allah, what does that mean? Every time they are afflicted with a trial, they become afraid of the people, right? The fitna of the people, so much so that they abandon Allah's rights, knowing that doing so may bring about Allah's punishment. But they're willing to favor that over the fitna of the people. So in fact, what they are doing, they are making the fitna of the people equal to the punishment of Allah. But they're not the same. They're not the same. So Al-Imam Ahmad, Imam al-Sunnah, Rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the great alim of this Muslim ummah, the ulama say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved this deen of Islam twice in an ultimate sense. Once during the khilaf of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when there was the Hurub al-Ridda, the wars of apostasy, upon the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many of the Arabs turned back on Islam and they left Islam, and there was a big fitna among the Muslims, and he decided to fight those who did not want to pay zakah. And Umar was telling him that, you know, but they're saying the shahada, and Abu Bakr insisted radiallahu anhu that he is to fight them. And so Umar realized that he has been inspired by Allah Azza wa Jal to make this particular move, and indeed even though there was an army expedition that was delegated to go somewhere else, and there was the numbers were not abundant, still they went for it. and Allah gave victory to the Muslims and Islam. You know, the people who wanted to do the Ridda, many of them returned, and there was peace and stability afterwards. At the time of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, there was the fitna of Khalq al-Quran. The Sultan during that time had adopted the Ash'ari belief and others that the Quran is created. The Quran is created. Whereas Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe that this statement constitutes disbelief. Because the Quran is Kalamullah, the speech of Allah. And Allah is not created, and neither are Allah's attributes. So when you say that some of Allah's attributes are created, then in fact you are making Allah created. And this is a big problem. So he adopted this particular belief system. And he insisted that everyone accept it. And this was being circulated among the scholars, that they should go and tell the people the Quran is created. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he refused to make that particular expression and to please the Sultan. Even though in Islam, if you are in a state of danger and saying something which opposes the truth, so you may save your life, may be allowed. Even a statement of disbelief, as Allah mentioned in the Quran, as long as your heart believes truly. Imam Ahmad realized that there's a whole ummah which is waiting for his decision. And if he were to say what everybody else said, then the truth will be lost. So he held to the truth, and he bore the truth, and he was tortured. He was tortured and he was lashed until chunks of his back were falling off his back. And he went through a very rough time with the Sultan during his time in order to maintain the truth. So today, by the grace of Allah, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah maintain their firm belief that the Quran is not created. هو كلام الله منزل غير مخلوق. It is the speech of Allah sent down. It is uncreated. منه بدا وإليه يعود. From Allah it began and to Allah it will return. This is our belief. Anyone who says otherwise is a deviant individual. So Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he hung in there. So the fitna of the people, he did not make it equal to the punishment of Allah. He was afraid of Allah. So he was willing to entertain the punishment that the people will give him in order not to attain the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what is intended with this particular ayah here. That this person, whoever makes the fitna of the people like the punishment of Allah, meaning anything that is, yani some things that are displeasing to him, will prevent him from what he is supposed to be doing. وَثَنَتْهُ الْمِحَنَ عَنْ مَقْصَدِهِ. And all these tribulations make him drift off from his objective. فَهُوَ الْكَاذِبُ فِي دَعْوَ الْإِمَانِ. Verse 214, he is the liar concerning his claimant of belief, his claims of belief. فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ الْإِيمَانُ بِالتَّحَلِّ وَالتَّمَنِّي وَمُجَرَّدِ الدَّعَاوِ. Iman is not merely wishes and hopes and just making claims. حَتَّى تُصَدِّقُهُ الْأَعْمَالُ أَوْ تُكَذِّبُهُ. Until deeds either affirm it or belie it, meaning that claim of iman. فَقَدْ جَرَى عَلَى الْأُمَمِ الْأَقْدَمِينَ مَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ. Allah mentioned the previous nations, what they had undergone. So they were afflicted with Ba'sa and Dara. Ba'sa and Dara is like both here, both different than Sarra wa Dara. Sarra is adversity, I'm sorry, prosperity. Dara is adversity. Here we have the Al-Ba'sa wa Dara, which is basically both mean hardship. How did they have it in the Abdul Aziz? How did they translate Ba'sa and Dara in the middle of the verse? Repeat the ayah for me please, in English.
One more?
Yes.
So think that you will remember Maharaj without such trials, staying in the Lord.
No, go ahead, continue. Continue, Ya Shaykh, you were just about to say the word.
I'm waiting for you. They were afflicted with severe poverty, ailments, and wealth.
Severe poverty and what, ailments?
Ailments.
Okay, Jazakallahu khairan. So there you go. Take that translation, forget about mine. Al-Faqr wal-Amrad, meaning poverty and diseases. The Shaykh had already explained it himself. Okay, back to business. Now, fi abdanihim, in their bodies, wa zulzilu, ماذا زلزلوا مين؟ They were shook from zilzal, earthquakes. Not shock, shook. Shock is being shocked. صدمة. Shook as the past of shake. معلوم؟ طيب. بأنواع المخاوف من التهديد بالقتل والنفي. And they were shook with many fears or frightening matters, such as being threatened to be killed or to be exiled. وأخذ الأموال and their wealth to be taken. وقتل الأحبة and killing the beloved ones. وأنواع المضار and the various kinds of hardship. حتى وصلت بهم الحال until they reach a state وآل بهم الزلزال إلى أن استبطأوا نصر الله مع يقينهم به until they reach a state due to this calamity that they started to become impatient concerning the victory which Allah will grant them even though they had certainty that it will come. They believed, but now they were really looking forward to it until they reached a point of somewhat of impatience. ولكن لشدة الأمر وضيقه قال الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله. But due to the difficulty in the situation and the constriction, the messenger and those who believed in them said, when will the victory of Allah come about? فلما كان الفرج عند الشدة وكلما ضاق الأمر اتسع قال الله تعالى قال تعالى ألا إن نصر الله قريب. And when we know that with calamities that ease comes after calamities, and whenever the situation becomes narrow, it eventually widens. Allah said, verily the victory of Allah is near. فَهَكَذَا كُلُّ مَنْ قَامَ بِالْحَقِّ فَأَنَّهُ يُمْتَحَنْ. Likewise, be careful now, people of da'wah, those who give da'wah. Whenever you stand up for the truth, you shall be tested. فَكُلَّمَا اشْتَدَّتْ عَلَيْهِ وَصَعُبَتْ إِذَا صَابَرَ وَثَابَرَ عَلَى مَا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ انْقَلَبَتِ الْمِحْنَةِ فِي حَقِّهِ مِنْحَا. So, every time the situation becomes rough and difficult and the person is patient and has perseverance concerning that which he's upon, the very calamity will become a blessing from Allah for him. Minha, a gift from Allah. والمشاقات راحات, and the difficult matters will become means of comfort. وأعقبه ذلك الانتصار على الأعداء, and this will be followed up with victory over the enemies. وشفاء ما في قلبه من الداء, and curing that which his heart, which one's heart contains of diseases. وهذه الآية نظير قوله تعالى أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يعلم الله الذين جاهدوا منكم ويعلم الصابرين. This is equal to another ayah which Allah says, or do you believe or assume that you will enter Jannah without Allah knowing those who strive and struggle amongst you, and He knows those who are patient. وقوله تعالى ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. And also Allah says, do the people assume that they will be left alone while saying we believe and they will not be tested? Verily we shall test them like we tested those who came before them, for Allah to know those who are truthful and for Allah to know those who are liars. فعند الامتحان يكرم المرء أو يهان. This is a very popular Arabic idiom, which is, you know what that is. During examination, the person is either honored, excuse me, or disgraced. At the time of testing, you will be honored or disgraced. This applies in school. This applies when the general manager or the regional manager comes to your business and he sees what kind of, you know, what's going on there, and everybody, you know, the employees who have been, you know, playing around the whole time, they try to put their act together and try to make it seem like, you know, everything is fine, but you know they will be disgraced if they had not been doing their job prior to that. And so during examination, during the times of testing, either one will be honored by Allah or one will be humiliated. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are honored at the time of imtihan, and to make us among the inhabitants of Jannah. He is able to do all things. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.